Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, folks, we're into hour number three. Jeb Griffin's coming up. We'll continue with your phone calls. Brad in Michigan, you're on the air. Thanks for holding. Welcome.
Hello, Alex. Are you there?
Yes, sir.
Hey, buddy. I got a few things I want to talk to you about. First of all, I'm a first-time caller. I've been listening to you for about a year and a half now. I love what you do. You're totally awesome. Hey, but I need some advice from you, Alex.
Go ahead.
You always say on how our government ships in all these drugs. And these drugs, I live in Detroit, just south of Detroit in the suburbs. And, they're everywhere. I mean, Alex, it's so bad. You walk into these gas stations and pay for your gas, and they got these glass cabinets right next to the cash register with crack pipes in them. You know, heroin needles, cocaine grinders, anything you need to abuse these drugs. My brother put a shotgun in his mouth about 15 years ago due to cocaine. I got a 21-year-old stepson right now that's so addicted to heroin, Alex, it makes me want to cry, man. I mean, it's horrible. He's died three times. He can go out, Alex. He can go outside. He'll be broke. And grab my lawnmower and run down the street and cut a lawn for $15 and run down the other end of the street and get heroin. And I come home.
I know. And our troops publicly grow it. And they've had congressional hearings admitting most of the drugs are brought in by our government. Everybody else has to pay 7-15%. That is so well known that even in the movie Two Guns, you have to pay the CIA 7% to bring cocaine in. I mean, it's just publicly known, and it's a tax on everybody, and it's destroying our society, and then they use it to destroy our Bill of Rights, and it's just totally evil. And you've got to start young with kids explaining drugs are dirty, they're bad, they're stupid, they're not sexy like the media says, like the hip-hop rappers and rock and roll people say. You've got to keep them away from it. And then all that money from all the stolen goods and the yards they mow doesn't go to the big banks. And the big banks all publicly launder the drugs, run the drug aircraft, ship the guns. The aircraft then run the kidnap people as well. That's come out. The Wells Fargo, Wachovia planes, the rendition flights. I mean, it just the only reason this has happened is the public is so naive, so childlike. They have no idea that we have absolute demons running the country. It's bigger than Obama. He's just meant to make it trendy to get everybody to go along with the next phase, the full collapse of the country. And I'm so sorry to hear about what's happening. I mean, you want advice? I don't know what to say. Look, they put fluoride in the water to brain damage the kids and destroy your fertility. Gardasil on record reduces fertility, sterilizes a lot of people. We knew that. That was in the trials. Now it's confirmed in a new study. I mean, they're killing us. They enjoy it. They make money while they murder us. Imagine wanting to brain damage children. Imagine wanting to take 20, 30 years off their life. Imagine wanting to make them where they can't have kids. Of course they ship drugs into your town. I mean, the cops are so corrupt in Detroit now, they're running around robbing everybody publicly. And I mean, this is the future for all of America. I mean, we are in judgment because, you know, who's going to save the 53 million babies that have been aborted? The people that lie to themselves and say it's not a human. Well, then you're not a human. I'm not a human either. You see, I mean, the globalists only think they're human and all of us are basically a sandwich on the table to be eaten. Well, I'm not their food, but we have to stop acting like sheep and start acting like men, brother. What advice did you want?
Well, like, I'm in the trenches out here. I'm a truck driver, and you're talking about control. They got this Qualcomm and these trucks. They tell us when to eat, when to drive, when to sleep.
I know, and soon they'll get rid of you with robots. Absolutely.
Oh, my God. And every week I work like 70 hours a week, and I make like $1,200 a week, and they take $350 of that per time.
And the cops pull you over, giving you tickets for no reason, bankrupting you, correct?
Correct. I am barely surviving. Everything you say is true.
Hold on. I'm going to come back to you in a moment. Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gates, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
In emergency preparedness, the day of is too late. The day of a tornado, hurricane, earthquake, or act of terrorism is too late to prepare. But what if today was different? What if you could do something smart and special to save lives the day of? My friends, today is that day. Just go to freezedryguy.com, the emergency preparedness experts with the world's finest freeze-dried food and dehydrated food. With a guaranteed shelf life of at least 25 years, it's food you can trust and enjoy when you need it most. Explore all you want. Order all you need to be ready at freezedryguy.com. Since 1970, Freeze Dry Guy has been your trusted source for survival and outdoors food. But that's yesterday. Today is what counts. Go to freezedryguy.com today for the finest survival food your family needs. Or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Tomorrow may be too late.
Listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
We're all riders on the storm.
Riders on the storm.
Into this world we're thrown, folks.
Riders on the storm.
To this world we're born.
Into this house we're born.
You know, there's a killer on the road.
Like a dog without a...
And if you give this man a ride, we will surely die. Well, we've given tyranny a ride. It's actually driving the car now. And a lot of you are under Stockholm Syndrome. You're going to think if you appease the killer, he's going to be nice to you. No, he's going to take you to a basement and torture you for a very long time, politically, physically. Because when you let the bad people get control, what do you expect is going to happen? They're always there. They always crave control. I wanted to finish up with a truck driver caller who wanted to ask me some advice. And we're getting on the line right now an amazing guest, G. Edward Griffin. And I want to get his current prognosis on the Republic and all the revelations that really confirm everything we've said and where he sees things going in the future. Best-selling author of The Creature from Jekyll Island, Exposing the Federal Reserve. And, of course, realityzone.com. But real quick, Brad, you had a question. You said they're pushing you to limit 70 hours a week, satellite trackers telling you when to eat, when to sleep, harassing you, police checkpoints everywhere, one piece of dust on your back bumpers on a lot of truck drivers, giant tickets you've got to pay, everything designed, trucks out of Mexico driving down the wages. And then now they're moving to Google trucks. Within about 5 years, most truck drivers will either not be on the road or you'll be an attendant for the computer helping just be a backup for it. And this is the total control grid. The robots are replacing everybody at the slave factories at Foxconn. And the globalists say that the robots are the answer to their mathematical question. They've never wanted the labor of the serfs. Serfs have always been cheap. Now we're like trash. Has to be taken to the dump. But first you've got to be made totally dependent by being leveraged out by globalism and the rise of automation and the shutdown of any real economy. So what was your question, sir?
Yes, sir, Alex. My advice I'm asking you is this. How do I handle all this? I mean, they got me and my whole family. Everybody except me works for minimum wage. They can't get a good job. I mean, we're housed in here like a bunch of hermits, man. And we're barely, they all make minimum wage except me, my stepson, my stepdaughter, my wife, my stepson's girlfriend.
Well, you're at a survival point. The government's not the government anymore. If I was you, I would stop paying taxes. I mean, I'm not telling you what to do. This is what I would do. If I wasn't running a big operation, you know, full front in the enemy's face, I wouldn't be paying taxes to the offshore Federal Reserve. I wouldn't be complying with anything. Now it is treason against humanity to comply with this alien, evil, murderous, scientific, technocratic, foreign banking cartel that's occupied the country. I mean, that isn't rhetoric. That's what we're under. And you've got a job to survive. And so I'd do just like the illegal aliens. I would... I mean, they go and a lot of them get all the free welfare and health care and all that. That's done as a supplement so they can work for low wages and drive down wages. They're just being used as well. So, I mean, I wouldn't probably go do that, but survival. It's all fiat to begin with. I'll ask G. Edward Griffin what you should do, but I know people are collapsing everywhere. And they want to collapse you. There's 101 million people now on food assistance. It's set to go to 140 million by the end of this year. I have an article on that today. This is a military technocratic takeover. And so just, you know, get your heart right with God, which sounds like you've done. That's what's most important. Let your family understand this is a scientific attack. And you can organize and rally together. Start planting more gardens. Stops. I'm sure you already don't do this, but don't support the big corporate system. Tell everybody, hey, we've got to gear up and get two jobs. Now all of us at minimum wage, try to put stuff back for the real depression that's coming. I know Michigan's been targeted for collapse. You may have to evacuate that area at some point. God bless you. I appreciate your call. G. Edward Griffin, what a way to start the interview with you. And I wanted to take calls when you're on and just get into the general news and your take on the world. You're a best-selling writer, documentary film producer, and many successful titles to your credit. Listed in Who's Who in America. He's well known because of his unique talent for researching different topics. He, of course, has exposed the collectivist conspiracy, why the megabanks finance him. He's also had national TV shows in the past as well. I won't go into his whole bio, but realityzone.com. You just heard that person, and most of the family I know is working two jobs, even though they've got college degrees or Army veterans, you name it, and they're working minimum wage two jobs. Can't even barely have the gas to get to work. Where does this all end? I guess we're seeing the fruits of globalism, the fruits of the New World Order, and Obama promises a life raft of more of the same.
Alex, those are all the big questions, aren't they? Where does it all end, and what do you do about it? And those two questions are really tied together, because what you do about it may affect how it all ends. I guess the most important thing is, what do you do about it right now? Your friend on the line there, your truck driver guy, and my neighbors and people I talk to all the time, I think the answer depends to a large extent on who they are, what their talents are, what their age is, what their characters are like. But in general, it all adds up to one thing. You used the word before, resistance. And then we have to go further than resistance. We have to become assertive. We have to follow the analogy I made in my presentation when I launched Freedom Force International. I posed the problem of here we are on board a ship, this great luxury liner, and we're all having a good time, and we find out that the ship has been captured. The captain of the ship has been thrown overboard, and all of the crew members have either been killed or put into the brig, and now all the pirates are walking around wearing the uniform of the captain and the crew, and the passengers on the ship have no idea that their ship of state, so to speak, has been captured by pirates. And the question I posed is, now we know, we happen to see it all happen, and we tried to tell our other passengers on board the ship, we said, did you know that the captain really isn't the captain, that it's a pirate and all this, and they look at us like we're crazy, and they say, get out of here. But look, the ship is still going along fine, we're having good meals, aren't we, the music is playing and all that sort of thing. So the question arises, what do you do? And I go through a whole litany of things of, well, you can try and escape, you know, you can try and hide, you can try and sign a petition, pass a petition around the crew, and write letters to the captain and say, won't you please, you know, stop being a pirate and so forth. I go through all of this idiotic things that people do in modern society trying to overcome the fact that our ship has been captured by pirates. And finally, ticking them all off, none of them will work, except one. And there's only one. And that is to recapture the ship. And once you get that clearly in mind, then the answer to the question, what do you do, becomes fairly clear. Everything you can do aimed in the direction of recapturing control of the system and getting these pirates out of the
Exactly, but first you've got to let the general public know these are pirates in the captain's uniform.
Absolutely. Yeah, because you can't do this alone, and that's the point. You need lots of help, and you need an organized effort, and you need coordinated effort, and you need smarts. You need strategy and tactics, and you need all kinds of things.
And not to debate the pirates. They've learned to play this game of going, we're not pirates, we're not pirates, when everything they're doing is piratical. They're caught lying on every front. They're loot, and now we're starving in our staterooms. The power's off everywhere but up on their party deck. Now they're dragging our wives off to have sex with them. Now they're throwing people overboard. Now they're disappearing people on the ship that said, hey, they're pirates.
That's
right. Now people know they're pirates more and more.
Yeah, more and more, they still do, but there are a lot of them that don't. And the ones that do know still are in kind of a state of apathy. They don't know what to do.
Or they're scared of the pirates.
Scared, yeah. And they don't have any inkling of what to do about it. And they keep thinking that, well, I'm only one person. What can one person do? And that's the core. We've got to get organized. We've got to get together. We've got to stop bickering with each other.
Well, look at what you've done in 45 years. Look at what I've done in 18. When we have reached tens of millions of people apiece, other folks need to understand that you're powerful as well. Engage the enemy. How do we do that?
Well, everybody has their own talents, don't they? I happened to find out some years ago by accident that I was able to write. I never thought I could write, but I had to because I was very ill at one time, and some publisher said, well, why don't you write this book on a topic you'd been speaking about, the United Nations? And I said, well, I can't write. And then I thought, well, wait a minute, I'm ill. I can hardly get out of bed. Writing is about the only thing I could do. So I said, oh, no problem, I'll write. Well, I discovered, fortunately, that I could do that. So that's my thing. Your thing is broadcasting, communicating, motivating people, raising the rabble, so to speak. Boy, that's an essential part of it, and communicating very important information along the way. Other people are more quiet in their approach. Some people work quietly, you know, within their church groups and with the PTA and so forth, but everybody has their thing, maybe just within your family and your circle of friends, but whatever it is, figure it out quickly and do it. Get your information and start passing this information through. Don't be afraid of being rejected by it. I mean, that's the thing that scares most people. They're all wilting flowers. You know, it reminds me of the old days on radio. They had a show, and it was the bashful salesman, and it was a comedy routine, and you would always hear it. He was afraid. He was a salesman, but he was afraid of rejection. So the scene was, you had a little knock. Knock, 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 knock. Nobody home, I hope. You know, this is how we are.
I've seen that. Yeah, it's funny.
Yeah, it is funny. But we still have that built into us. We've got to get rid of that, because rejection, that's nothing compared to what lies ahead if we don't take the ship back.
I absolutely agree with you. We're going to break here in a moment. I want to come back and talk about the obvious mega acceleration. Is that being done from a position of strength or weakness by the enemy, who I think you agree with me is about 10 years behind? And how serious is it going to get now that they've decided to just remove any pretense of the fact that they're democratic or constitutional, and what type of things they may pull? I mean, the incredible transparency of the NSA issue. Congress is about to do something because of uproar, and then they have fake terror alerts. All of it with G. Edward Griffin, RealityZone.com, Freedom Force International. We'll talk with him about the NSA scandal, Snowden, 2014, such a key election coming up. This is it, folks. This is it. We do have real pirates. Well, pirates are nice compared to these people. We have control freaks, social engineer, mega criminals at war with humanity who've hijacked the ship. It's us or them, make no mistake.
Dozens of diseases ranging from the common cold and flu to MRSA and pneumonia are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Fortunately, a simple, safe, and effective alternative exists. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that is safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold and yeast, and a limited number of parasites. It can even purify water. Supernatural Silver comes in both liquid and gel for internal or external use. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, research institutions, and nursing homes, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon in the fight against disease. To see how Supernatural Silver can give you and your loved ones protection and peace of mind, go to SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off and like us on Facebook.
Cal-Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soap that is triple concentrated and made from the highest quality vegetable and coconut oils. See them on the web, www.5starsoap.com, or call 1-800-340-7091 for a free catalog and buy American-made products. Order the sampler, a 1 to 2 month supply, or get a 1 to 2 year supply of soaps for all your cleaning needs. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. This is an amazing deal, and you will love the way real soap makes your skin feel. Call 1-800-340-7091 or visit www.5starsoap.com. Alex and his staff have used these earth-friendly pure soaps for years. See them on the web, www.5starsoap.com, or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Get up, stand up. Here's some of the news up on InfoWars.com. We're going to play this later in the hour. Rand Paul slams NPR host. Don't you have something better to do than a bunch of crap? Yeah, it's time to just get in their face and just stop letting them all set the parameters of society. And then scrolling down, TSA now expanding its invasion of train terminals, sporting events, music festivals, and rodeos. You're not going anywhere without the government putting their hands on you. They're here to break you. You're a prisoner. Apartment complex bans weapons and firearms. No self-defense allowed. Criminals obviously are going to enjoy attacking. U.S. Air Force transports 24 tons of cocaine to Miami. And the media spins it like, oh, we found the cocaine because somebody blew the whistle. It's just the naivete of the public. But it's okay because there's a terror alert. They're going to keep us safe. Going back to G. Edward Griffin. G. Edward, what's going to happen in the paradox, and what do we do from your research perspective that you got more and more people waking up that we're in deep trouble and we got a really nasty version of tyranny? And then you've got others that are embracing it and absolutely feel like they're part of the power structure now, even though it abuses them. I mean, this is biblical level, what I'm seeing happen. The quickening of mental illness in the general public versus the quickening of awakening. I mean, I'm really seeing some science fiction type stuff going on right now.
It's true. It has all the stuff of a very dramatic story. A fiction writer couldn't have created anything more dramatic than this, the rising tide, I guess you would call it. Tides on both sides, as you said just a moment ago. The public is awakening. There's more awareness, and it's becoming exponential. And you think, my gosh, we're going to win because the public is beginning to understand. But by the same token, the opposition, the totalitarian forces are also rising like a tide, and one by one the last few barriers against their unrestrained actions have been removed, and so they're moving faster and faster. I think about the only thing that restrains them is their lack of ability to administer this plan. It's like Obamacare. They've got this beautiful thing in their mind. It's a beautiful thing. It's a horrible thing, of course, but they don't know how to administer yet. They haven't got it all tied together. So I think that's really what's
well, exactly. The Nazis were very well ordered and followed orders well and had a large work ethic, unfortunately. One good news about the globalists is their minions are so incredibly stupid that it's very hard for them to carry things out. It's our compliance that empowers it.
Well, there's no question about our compliance and our lack of resistance. Also, there's a midpoint there where between we don't comply, but we don't resist either. We don't know what to do. We're just sort of paralyzed, like that little mouse that's been hypnotized by the snake or bitten with a little bit of venom, and he's paralyzed. He doesn't know. He just sits there and shakes. He thinks, oh, my gosh, that snake's going to eat me. Sure enough, snake eats him because he doesn't run away. The point, though, is that both of these forces I see are rising very rapidly and exponentially. Right now, and I can't imagine that this can go on much longer, certainly not even another generation, I don't think, before it comes to a head. And we'll know because we'll be living in the final resolve of this conflict. Hopefully, guys like you and like me do our job. Our side, the forces of freedom and awareness, will rise faster than the forces of tyranny. It's going to be a close call, no matter how you call it. But they're sure, as they say, these are exciting times to live in.
As Ron Paul said yesterday, they're in a race to get their technocracy in because we're using the internet to really kick their butt right now, in their own words. Uh-huh. And speaking of that, I am seeing a lot of people in the system now really realize that, oh, my gosh, that we are a corrupt fraud. What do they do? Not just a truck driver who's barely making it. What about people that work for the government? They don't like it, but they know that that's, at least on the surface, the only job they've got.
Well, we know what they do because we have the examples in other societies, other systems where the totalitarian structure has collapsed. Like, for example, in Germany, there were millions of people that were involved in, employed by, and obedient to the Nazi regime because that was what they had to do if they wanted to stay out of the concentration camps. And also, if they wanted to provide for their families, they were employed by it. It gave them status. It gave them sustenance. But after the war, I mean, there were almost all of them said, well, we hated it. We didn't know what to do, but we felt like we were helpless to get out of it because we ourselves then would become the victim of it.
Oh, I've interviewed Hitler Youth and people who hated it, and their family said, you've got to do it or they'll kill us.
That's it, exactly. And so I'm sure that that's the case right now. There are people, well, I know there are because I've talked to some of them and say, well, here's some information, but don't use my name, you know. I'll give you the information. I'd like to help you, but don't use my name because I'll lose my job or something like that. So that's what's going on, I think.
Tell you what, stay there, because I'm going to talk about this when we come back. When everybody sells out, everything collapses, folks. We're going to lose everything anyways because we've been compliant with this. I mean, you notice I'm getting, quote, more radical because I realize the time is running out. We got to up our game and get hardcore fast. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
I miss going to my grandson's baseball games. I always felt tired. My body felt achy. Feet were always swollen. But since I've discovered Heart and Body Extract, now I won't miss a single game.
There are so many things a person could do if they felt better. And with Heart and Body Extract, you'll have the increased vitality and energy to do those things. Heart and Body Extract is a nutritional supplement and has an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. That's 100% natural with no preservatives. It supports a strong, healthy heart, clean, clear arteries, balanced cholesterol levels, warm hands and feet, and healthy blood pressure and blood sugar levels. Heart and Body Extract has helped many thousands of people worldwide see results in as little as 2 to 3 weeks. So be happy and be healthy and make a difference in your life. To order, visit hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305.
Something happening here, my friends.
He aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Chaos is hanging around, from tree to the ground, shuttered from the sound.
The death machine.
The death machine makes
all it's growing pound for pound. We are back live, ladies and gentlemen. There's a story up on InfoWars.com that we're going to play a clip of and get Jibber Griffin's take on. But Rand Paul slams NPR host, don't you have something better to do than a bunch of crap, trying to say that Rand Paul is racist. And the Democrats got caught during the senatorial election a few years ago on record, dressing up in hayseed outfits and going out with racist signs saying they worked for Rand Paul. They did the same thing down at the Trayvon Martin situation. Foundation-funded groups, we did articles with their names, in Houston. These people are cold-blooded race baiters, folks, because they don't want to have real issue discussions. They want to get us all divided and conquered. Let's play a clip of Rand Paul fighting back. Absolutely. I mean, it's time to say, shut up. When these people bring, you know, how dare you try to change the subject? You're the one pushing race stuff. Because, again, it's not just you hate somebody because they look different. It's the people that are running race stuff are the real racist because they're using it as a game. They think you're stupid. And I'm sick of seeing everybody buy into this stuff. I never like con artists. Let's go to this clip.
Let me read you something that The Economist, the political magazine, the British magazine, wrote a few weeks ago and get you to react to it. It said, the only notable libertarian-leaning politicians to generate real excitement among conservative voters have risen to prominence through alliances with racist and nativist movements. Ron Paul's...
Don't you have anything better? Don't you have something better to read than a bunch of crap from people who don't like me? I mean, that won't make for much of an interview if I have to sit through, you know, reading after recitation of people calling me a racist.
No, I understand.
I don't accept all of that, and I don't really need to or spend the time going and talking about that. If you want to talk about issues and what I stand for, I'm happy to, but I'm not going to really go through an interview reciting and responding to every yahoo in the world who wants to throw up a card.
All right, that's enough.
But why?
Absolutely, folks, and this is what they do. Because, ladies and gentlemen, they don't want us to come together. All they want to do is see us fighting with each other and killing one another. And I'm sick of it. What do you make of the Republican and Democratic establishment unifying against Rand Paul and Ted Cruz? I mean, I don't know Ted Cruz well. I know Rand Paul very well. I know he's for real. I mean, that's got to really concern them that he's pretty much the front runner for the Republicans. But again, I see that as a positive thing, that the only person people can get excited about is the constitutionalist. G. Over Griffin, what's your take on that?
Oh, that's a question to me. I'm sorry, I missed that. Well, I think you've said it so well. It's a very positive sign. And in fact, I had a little tete-a-tete yesterday afternoon with Gary Arnold, who's, you know, running Libertarian candidate for governor and hopefully president somewhere down the line. And we got into that very topic. And I said, what is it that excites people? And he said, well, the only thing that excites people are the things that the Republican Party doesn't want to touch. He said that they're tired of that same old pablum and the myth of a two-party system. He said the things we talk about, the really hardcore issues, are the only things that get people excited. And he said if the media would let that through, away, he said, there'd be no question. He said libertarians or whatever they call themselves, conservatives, but you know, we're talking about people that really respect the principles of the Constitution. He said that they would be in control, but the media blocks it out. So I think Rand Paul was right on when he refused to give credence to all of that stuff. He knows what it is. It's your movie Mind Control explains it very well. By even not making the label of racism stick on somebody, but just putting it out there and dangling in front of somebody is enough for the average viewer on television to say, oh, well, didn't I hear something about racism and Rand Paul?
Yeah, exactly. Smoke screens, it changes the subject. Since you mentioned that, let's put a plug in. I'm in it, you're in it, I'm distributing it, but I didn't make it. It's excellent. And that, of course, is the new film of the makers of A Noble Lie, State of Mind on Blu-ray and DVD. You get free citizen rule books and bumper stickers with it. Great way to get your friends and family aware of the fact that their minds are being manipulated. Colonel Schaefer's in it, a bunch of psychiatrists and psychologists and researchers. It's really well done, and that's why I've gotten behind the film. It's available at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139. And you also support independent filmmaking, or go to GCNLive.com, and they sell it pretty much at cost. Get a copy of Creature from Jekyll Island. Written by G. Edward Griffin to wake them up about the Federal Reserve. You may already know all about it. The point is, wake somebody up. I mean, look, I'd say there's probably, 50, 60 million libertarian patriots or more in this country, very conservatively, more like 100 million that are somewhat awake. If we'd all just wake up a couple people and then get those people to do a little something to expose the system, G. Edward Griffin, wouldn't that begin to really shake it to its foundations?
Oh, it's already happening, isn't it? But yes, it just needs to be continued. It needs to be amplified. It would would shake the system to the foundation. There's no doubt about it. That's the one thing they fear, is that that critical mass should be reached. And by critical mass, it's not just numbers. It's not just a certain mathematical formula. But in this case, a critical mass could be reached by as few as maybe 15% of the population, if that 15% was active, if they were really out doing something about it. Now, if they're all just a bunch of riders in the boat and not pullers at the oars, well, then it might take 60 or 70%, you know? So our goal is to get that 15% or whatever it is, that critical mass, out there and shaking the system right to its roots.
That's right, folks. And don't expect victory overnight. The media tries to go, oh, your group's defeated. Ah, really? We beat them on their fear-mongering to get our guns. We've been beating them on so many other big subjects, their UN gun treaties, their open borders. We've been beating them on so many fronts. We're beating them on Obamacare, as we learned that the establishment's exempt, as usual, from all of this. We just have to intensify, and we will defeat them. Because, folks, here's the deal. If they win, they want to fully collectivize. You're the expert making films even 40 years ago that aired nationally, and movie theaters and things, about the collectivists and how the ultra-rich fund it, the monopoly men. Explain to people what we face if the collectivists are able to take over. They're clearly trying to break America and Europe right now, collectivize us, make us dependent. So even though we're waking people up, they're still shutting the country down. What does collectivization mean? What does it mean to let these people run things? Because they're already on the news saying your kids aren't yours. They're really coming out in the open now.
That's a topic I would rather not discuss, but you've asked the question, so I have to do it. The reason I would rather not discuss it is because it gets to be very scary. We know what they will do because we know what they have done in the past. Collectivism is just the generic term for communism, fascism, Nazism. If you want to know what they will do, see what they have done when they have come to power. And all you need to do is just see what Stalin did and the number of people who were eliminated, murdered, imprisoned, tortured, put into slave labor camps. See what Mao Zedong did. You know, see what Castro did. Just look and see what Hitler did. And you know what will happen. Now, it happens in a very sequential manner. I had an opportunity years ago to interview a fellow by the name of Yuri Bezmenov, who was a Soviet defector. He was a very high-ranking officer in the KGB, and he defected to the West, and I had a chance to meet him, and I put him on camera, interviewed him, and we talked about this very topic. And he said, when we come to power, when he's talking about we, he meant his former affiliation with the communist empire, he said, the first people we pick up and eliminate were the intellectuals who supported us. I said, what? He said, yes, of course. Think it through, Ed. He said, think it through. These are the people who were fooled. They were the smart people, but we fooled them. And once they realize that they were fooled and cheated, they're going to be mad and they're going to turn against us and they will be dangerous. So we must get rid of them first. Oh, my gosh, that makes a lot of sense. And then when you look at history, you see that is exactly what happened every time collectivism comes to power. And, of course, they round up everybody that they think is going to be potential opposition and get them out of the way. Folks, you're not going to like it. You've got to stop it. You can't wait until afterwards and say, well, how do we rebuild the system? You've got to stop the collapse of the system. That's why I said earlier, we must recapture control of the ship before it hits the rocks. There's no choice.
And when you really listen to almost all of Obama's czars, they go, we love Mao. We're going to have re-education camps. We're going to put libertarians and conservatives in them. And they're not playing games. And they fantasize about their militias they're going to have and how they're going to come get us. And, I mean, I got news for them. I'm not like you looking for a fight because I've never been in one. I've been in a couple. And I'm not looking for trouble. But, listen, I'm not going to any camp. My kids aren't. But all the so-called intellectuals, as you just talked about, that historically will buy into this because they're invited to the table. They feel special. They feel like since they've been brought into the system, they're going to support it. Don't they have any idea what door they're opening?
Well, no, they don't at the time, because they're so imbued with this utopic concept. You know, the end justifies the means, and everybody will live happily and share equally, and there will be no wars and be full employment and no poverty and no injustice and all that stuff. They fall for it. They really believe it, and so they work hard for it.
And then they learn it's just guys in black uniforms raping their wife and kicking their eyeballs out.
And then they say, ah, guess we made a mistake. That's what happens.
But too late, you're now in a forced labor camp.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Well, so we've got to stop that from happening. That's the focus, I think, is not, we know how bad it's going to be. It's just intolerable. You can't even think about it. Anything would be better than
that. And by the way, with Homeland Security and the bullets, the armored vehicles, and saying the Patriots are the enemy, they're gearing up and trying to get cops to go along with it. But then you see articles out of like Colorado where just a few months ago they called in the state police, the senior ones, 200 of them, and told them. They said, well, the Christians are the enemy, and are you prepared to confiscate their guns? And state police got them and said, is this a joke? But they were there marking down who was going to go along with it.
Right. And those that didn't go along with it are on a list already. Yep, that's the way it works.
My God. I mean, they're really planning to do this, G. Edward.
They are. They are. They are. There's no question. Well, we've known that for, 50 years.
Yeah, but now, exactly. But now, you know, it's kind of like your dad says, don't play with a light socket. You'll shock yourself. You finally stick the knife in there and you get shocked. You go, oh, now I get it. I mean, we're now at the edge of the precipice. And for a lot of people, they've already been shoved into it.
Yeah, that's true. And people are already captured economically, intellectually. They're afraid to speak out, as we talked about earlier. They don't want to speak. I'll give you a little example. Right after the Hungarian Revolution, there was a wave of Hungarian freedom fighters that came out. And I happened to meet one of them. Steve Szabo was his name. And he was one of the real genuine freedom fighters. He was out there in the streets with his rifle, and he was fighting against the Soviet tanks. And he finally, when the revolt turned around and they had to flee for their lives, he came to the U.S. and I talked to him. And I said, what was life like before the revolution or the revolt? And he told me, you know, how much it was under control, very much like in America today. People hated it. They were afraid of it, but they were afraid to speak up. He says, you know, he said, we had freedoms on paper, but we didn't dare exercise them. He said, for example, there were churches. There were churches. And we had the freedom to go to a church if we wanted to, but we didn't go. Because we knew if we went, he said, we would be recorded. Our names would be recorded, and then our food allotment would come down. Or maybe our job, we'd be reassigned to a less desirable job with lower pay. Or
that's right. You got to play ball.
Play ball. He said, so we never did those things. He said, now I come to America, and I see the same thing here. And this was, 20, 30 years ago. And he said, now I see people, I'm afraid to speak up because I might get fired.
Well, for anybody and that's slavery. That's pathetic. And if you see a film like The Lives of Others that's based on a true story where you know, the arts boss in Eastern Germany over the, you know, goes to all the beautiful starlets and says, you're going to have sex with me if you want to, you know, be on the stage. And that's what it's really like. You know, my mom, has friends that were in Eastern Europe I've talked to that saw this stuff. My wife has a friend whose dad was a somewhat famous artist in Czechoslovakia under the Soviets. And then, of course, he lives here now. But I've heard the stories about how he was just a, you know, regional artist then, somewhat successful. These people would come on power trips and judge his art that wasn't even political and tell him, do this, paint this on here, and I'll let you show it. And it was all about them having the power to tell you what to do. These authoritarian systems are all about the worship of the priest of power that O'Brien talks about in 1984. It's all about a power trip for scum. I mean, it's pathetic.
Yeah. Well, you won't get any argument from me on that. The only extra twist to that is that some of these people, not all, but some of them actually don't think of themselves as scum. They think of themselves as intellectuals. They think of themselves as the wise ones.
Oh, no, exactly. You've got to worship
them.
Yeah,
because everyone else is too dumb, and they need their input. They really believe that.
Unbelievable. Let's take a phone call. Let's talk to Comey in Tennessee. You're on the air. You want to talk about solutions? Go ahead.
All right, yes, thank you. First time calling. I have a comment, and then I got a question for Alex and Mr. Griffin.
Can you guys
hear me okay?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I think that part of the problem with all this is that those of us who call ourselves Christians are doing very, very little, so God has allow these people to come in to get our attention. And, Mr. Griffin, you had mentioned about taking control of the ship, which obviously we have to do. Can you comment on how that may not be possible unless we call on a captain of our host, the God of the universe? And that we,
sure, sure.
And
undoubtedly, as the founder said, you have to have a moral people to be free. G. Edward?
Yes, I agree with that totally. I don't discount the power of people who do not have a strong religious conviction yet. I mean, I think everybody, by the time they get toward the end of their lives, their religious convictions get more serious attention than when they're young and they think they're going to live forever. But I find that there is, yes, first of all, I agree with that totally. You have to have a set of principles that are based on values that are beyond oneself. I mean, I think that's pretty obvious. Because if you are the only reason for existing, well, then why not just sell out to the highest bidder or to the most fearsome tyrant? Because
a man's got to have a code to live by, as John Wayne said. And yeah, if you have no rudder, you'll just go join the biggest evil. And that's why once a tyranny comes in, it always degenerates so fast.
Yes. But where I was going with that is that I think we all have programmed within us this instinct for a higher principle than ourselves, whether we base it on a religious principle or if we just say it's instinct. We just all have it. Every primitive society, even the ones that worship the god in the volcano, their concepts of a deity are far different than ours. They all have this instinct for justice, and sometimes they make great sacrifices of themselves for their family and their loved ones. I think we need to tune in to that sensitivity, that instinct, that innate quality.
Our humanity. We have to tune into
humanity.
Yes, we have to rediscover our humanity before it's lost. Thank you, caller. More calls straight ahead.
There's a false sense of security that the greatest economic crash since the Great Depression is over. But unemployment is still at a 20-year high, and until Americans are working again, the economy has not recovered. What is the smartest investment you can make? It's food. Having a supply of eFoods Direct 25-year shelf life food is your best investment for the troubled times today and the future. For 32 years, the folks at eFoods Direct have helped thousands take the trouble out of troubled times. So to celebrate our 32-year anniversary, get the best insurance possible with a special one-time offer. A two-month food supply for only $320 and free shipping. That's 352 servings of our newest and most popular award-winning recipes at less than a dollar per serving. The 25-year shelf life allows you to lock your food cost against inflation. Call 800-409-5633 or go to efoodsdirect.com/alex. The two-month supply is only available for a limited time. Call 800-409-5633 or go to efoodsdirect.com/alex.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've witnessed that a lot of illness can be linked to toxins and deficiencies combined. Improving your liver function and restoring your cells' ability to detoxify is essential to achieving radiant health. Listen to the real-world results of Doug and his wife after taking One World Way.
My name is Doug Didero. For years, I had an ongoing rash with itching around my eyes. This was due to metal dust particles landing on my face in the workplace. After being on One World Way for 2 weeks, I began to have a severe rash and itching sensation around my eyes. This rash and itching lasted for 5 weeks and is now 100% gone. Additionally, without extra exercise, I've also increased my muscle size, and my wife has lost weight and gained a more attractive figure.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Yeah, right now, Fox News is reporting that TSA is going to be on the streets and at your rodeo and everywhere in your life, ladies and gentlemen. And they start with trucks that are under transportation code, where they think they can violate their rights, and then they're now moving into the general public. They're in shopping malls with the police and the Army in many cases. This is the incremental rollout of martial law. They're showing them on Fox News going into neighborhoods. They just showed that in somebody's trailer park with dogs coming up to your houses. I mean, this is it, folks. They're getting ready to blow a bunch of stuff up and pose as saviors on the news. That much is pretty clear. When they do carry out these false flags, you got to record everything. If you're on the scene, start videotaping because we'll catch them. But this is a toe-to-toe war with people that have taken this country and believe it's theirs. G. Edward Griffin, man, do we get an apology for everything we've talked about coming true and coming out in the open? I mean, we know they're following a battle plan, a program, a script. So that's why we know what they're going to do. We've read their writings. People think, now they're like, some people are like, how did you know this? You're a prophet. No, they told us what they would do, but still others are getting more mad at us now, I've noticed, that, okay, you're the bad guy. I want the TSA in my neighborhood.
Well, that's because they've fallen for all the garbage. They've fallen for the propaganda. They're the victims of the mind war. They've been subjected. They actually believe what they've been told, that the TSA and all of the Homeland Security Theater, they actually believe that that's there to protect them against terrorists. So their minds have been captured, and naturally they'll turn against it, just as they did. I mentioned Mao Zedong and Hitler before. You go back, everything that's happening now has happened before. You don't have to imagine when
what's
Mao
crazy
Zedong
is they
took
even
over in when he took over in China, who were the people that the masses were led to turn against? The landholders, the ones that had saved, the ones that produced food, the ones that had nice things. All the rabble had been robbed. You're the people, they said. You were the greedy ones that you brought about all this misery and all this war and so forth. And the good, honest, hardworking people were put to the wall and killed by not the communists, but by the peasants who were whipped up into a frenzy of hatred. They actually believed the propaganda. That's how it works.
Unbelievable. And when you study it, then they had some estimates for 80 plus million Chinese die because they killed all the producers.
Yes, of course, the producers had to go, because the producers were the ones who had some smarts. Not only were they producers, why were they producers? Just because they inherited something? No. In most cases, it's because they were hardworking, they were intelligent people, they had principles, they had self-discipline, and they worked, you know? Well, you can't have that kind of an individual in a collectivist society, because he doesn't want to give up everything to the collective. He thinks that he's entitled to...
Yeah, undoubtedly, collectivism creates nightmares. It creates stupid... I mean, I look at Obama supporters on the street. We go out and interview them. They literally can hardly talk. Black, white, Hispanic, I don't care. And they have dead eyes. I mean, they really are. I'm sorry. I didn't know you could stack crap that high. I mean, I'm sorry. These really are sad, pathetic people. And the people, and then so-called intellectuals promote collectivism like, oh, you just don't get it. It's going to create a utopia. No, it creates nightmares.
Yeah, these are zombies. These are intellectual zombies that they rely upon. There's no question about it. They're the ones that are the first wave that always come and hold the positions in the first wave. When collectivists come to power, they empty the prisons and take the worst vile criminals and put them in charge of the police and the new prisons. They're the vile ones that torture.
Oh, yeah, that's who now they pretty much only hire felons to be the it. CPS parents.
That's right. So that's how it works. That's collectivism.
Unbelievable. We're going to a little bit of overdrive and go to Ed, and then we're going to go to Anthony, and then we'll try to go to Rusty and a few others straight ahead. We got Jason calling about military drills. We're going to be right back. Infowars.com/show to find the free video feed.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gates, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with the new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.